Okay, Shalom of Rocha, Rabbeisai. The topic I'd like to discuss this evening, B'siyata Deshmaya, is Achono, is preparing for Motzei Shabbos, and particularly the following scenario. You have some dirty plates, and you want to know, Shaila, I had somebody ask me, am I allowed to put the plates in the dishwasher? I'm not going to activate the dishwasher, Chas V'Shalom. All I'm going to do is put these dirty plates in the dishwasher, they should stay there till after Shabbos. Am I allowed to do such a thing? Similarly, if a person finished, they have some dirty clothing, Friday night, are they allowed to just put it in the washing machine? Just to store it in the washing machine, is that considered a Maisa Achona? Is that considered preparing for after Shabbos? So the place where we'll start is in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin, Chaf Gimel, Sivov. The Shulchan Aruch brings from Masechta Shabbos of Kuf Yud Ches. Madichim Kelim Leferach Hayom. You're allowed to wash up vessels, you're allowed to wash up plates on Shabbos that you're going to need on Shabbos. You're going Shenishalei Adayin Sudalechel. Friday night, you've got dirty dishes, you can wash them. Shabbos morning, you've got dirty dishes, you're going to be needing them still for that day for Shabbos Shudas, so you can wash them. Aval Achas to the Shlishis Ein Madichim. However, once it's already come Shabbos Shudas time, you're not going to be using these plates anymore, so then you shouldn't wash them. Whereas, if it's glasses, and an Arachas Shabbos and other Sfarim, it extends this to Kalim that you often will be using throughout the day. It could be a serving plate, a small plate that you put pieces of cake on. These sorts of things that you're going to be using the whole day. So even if you have an early Shalosh Shudas, but you think you might, it's possible that you might be using it later on to have a piece of cake or something, so still you'd be allowed to wash that. Anything that is reasonable that you're going to be using the rest of the day, that is something which it is permitted to wash on a Shabbos. Now why is it that we can't normally wash things up if you're not intending to use them on Shabbos? So the Rishonim explain Rashi Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Daled, and as explained by the Mishnah Berurah Shin Chaf Gimel Sivov Sivkot and Kaf Ches, that Chazal made the Gezeira, and they said you're not allowed to do a Tircha where you're preparing from Shabbos till Motzei Shabbos. You're not allowed to be involved in different activities in order to prepare for Motzei Shabbos. So that's the reason that we're generally speaking not allowed to wash things up if it's for Letzerech Motzei Shabbos. Now there is a heter which is brought down, which is if the reason that I'm washing it up is because it bothers me. You're right, I don't need these kalim anymore, I don't need these dishes anymore, but it just bothers me. I walk past the kitchen sink and I see there are all these kalim over there, and I don't like that. It's mafriya me. So then the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Beis Sifkot and Yotes B'Shem Nemong and Avrom says that's okay, because then I'm not preparing for Motzei Shabbos, I'm doing it for now. Now it disturbs my Shabbos Kodesh, so then I'd be allowed to do it for that. Another halacha which is brought down is, am I allowed to wash something this Shabbos that I'm intending to use next Shabbos? Let's say my becha, my Kiddush cup. So is it considered a problem of preparing of hachono if I'm washing it Shabbos afternoon because I need it for next Shabbos? I'm not doing it for the chayil, I'm doing it for next Shabbos. So then Madayak in the Rambam says in Chaf Gimel Zayin, he says, Madichin Kalim L'Tzerech Eitzah Shabbos. You're allowed to wash vessels for use on that Shabbos. I'm allowed to wash Kalim, dishes that I'm going to need that day. But I'm not allowed to wash dishes that I'm going to need next Shabbos, even though I'm doing it L'Tzerech Shabbos, but still, that is included in the Issa of Hachono. Okay, so coming back to our question, am I allowed to put things in the dishwasher on Shabbos? So how many questions do we have over here? It's very interesting. There are actually three separate shilas about whether I'm allowed to put my dishes in the dishwasher on Shabbos just to get them out of the way. Number one, is that considered a Maisa Hachono? Am I preparing for Motzei Shabbos? Let's say it doesn't bother me. Am I allowed to do that? Is that considered preparing? Number two, is the door of the dishwasher Muktza? Maybe the door of the dishwasher is Muktza. I shouldn't be allowed to move the door of the dishwasher. And number three, is there a problem of Boirer? Because the way that I put them in, maybe that involves selecting. So these are the three issues concerning putting things in a dishwasher on Shabbos. Arachas Shabbos in page Tov Zayin in volume base, he brings an Igros Moshe Arachayim Vov Seif Simon Ayin Dalet, and he says the following thing: when I put dishes in a dishwasher, am I really doing it because I'm preparing to wash them? So he says that because normally you put things in a dishwasher and it could be hours later that you actually activate the dishwasher, the Igros Moshe says this becomes a storage place for Kalim. And since this is, when I put it in the dishwasher, it's like I'm putting it in a cupboard. That is the cupboard where these things go right now. It's not considered an act of hachono. It's considered their storage place. And as long as I'm just putting them in normally, the Igros Moshe says, and you're just putting it away, that's absolutely fine. What about mukta? Is the door mukta? So let's think about it. So the Arkas Shabbos here brings the following. We know that there are different types of muktzah. One of the categories of muktzah is the klisha malachtei le'issa, something which is normally used for a forbidden purpose, as we discussed in previous weeks, a hammer which is normally used to do building. So it's a klisha malachtei le'issa. But we know that when it comes to this variety of muktzah, klisha malachtei le'issa, when is it that I can use a hammer on Shabbos? I'm allowed to use it letzairach gufay and letzairach makaymay. If I'm using it for a permitted use, for example, to crack open a nut, when I don't have a nutcracker, so then that's permitted, letzairach gufay. If it's in the way and I need the place, letzairach makaymay, then I'm allowed to move this. So if a dishwasher is a kli shamalachtoi le'issa, something which is normally used to do something forbidden, it's a kli, it's a bona fide utensil, but it's something which is normally used for a forbidden purpose, so then I'm allowed to move it, letzairach gufay, letzairach makaymay. So the Arkas Shabbos says that when I open the door, what I'm doing is, yes, it's muktzah, it's a kli shamalachtoi le'issa, but why am I opening the door? Because I actually need to open it up. I need to put the dishes in, which I'm allowed to do, because Rav Moshe Feinstein just said I'm allowed to do that. So therefore, it's a kli shamalachtoi le'issa that I'm moving, I'm opening the door, letzairach makaymay. And therefore, I would be allowed to move that. Now, we saw when we spoke previously that you can only use a nut, you can only use a hammer to crack open nuts if you don't have, you can only use a hammer to crack open nuts if you don't have a nutcracker, right? Any klisha malachtoi le'issa, you're only allowed to use it if you don't have another option. So do we say over here, well, you could store them elsewhere? Why do you need to store them in this place, right? Is this the only place that you can store them? So the Arkas Shabbos says, brings from Shlomo Zalman Erbach, that this Chumrah of the Mishnah Brura, that you're only allowed to use a hammer to crack open a nut, Letzairach Gufay, if you don't have a nutcracker, that's only true when it comes to Letzairach Gufay. That's only the case regarding if you want to use it for itself, for example, to crack open the nuts. But you don't apply this in a case of Tzairach Makaymai, which means that over here, it's Tzairach Makaymai, I'm opening the door. You're right, I've got other places that I could put these Kalim. But there's no limitation. If I want to put them here, I can put them here. And that's why there's no problem at all. Not just there's no problem of Hachono, there's also no problem of Mukta over here. And I'd be allowed to close it as well, to close the door too, because assuming I'm not activating anything, because now it's the Tzairach Gufay, I need to close the door so that they should be closed and the smell shouldn't come out. Is it Boirer? So it could be Boirer though. That's the only problem. The Poskim say that if you're mamish selecting them and you want to put these ones over here and you want to put those ones over there, so what you're doing is you're selecting them into different places for later. And that would be a problem. But they say that if you're just picking up a stack of plates and you're just putting the plates in together without any major kavonus of boirer over here, so then that would be okay. I'm just putting them in. Two final points. The first one is, often people wash their dishes before they put them in the dishwasher. So I wanted to think that, you know what, that really, that is an act of hachona now, because it's not just that I'm putting it away in a storage place, I'm actually first washing it, so that it will be easier for the dishwasher to wash it. I spoke with Dain Lichtenstein just before the shiur, and he said, actually no, that it could be that he wanted to say that would also be muta. Because often, when people are washing their dishes before they put them in the dishwasher, the reason that they're doing it is that it shouldn't smell. v'chadoyme, that it's not that they're doing it as an active ma'isa hachono for later on. I'm doing it for now. I don't want that these things should smell and go all over the place inside the dishwasher. So there'd be room, certainly, if you want to eat like a good boy, you want to eat up the whole plate and make sure there's no dirt at all. Certainly, you don't enter into any shilas regarding this. But even if a person does give it a quick rinse, we see that there is mokum lahatir even for that. And the final point is, hu hadin, the same halacha would therefore apply. The Aruchas Shabbos says, again, and on page Tov Zayin, he says that if you normally, when you have dirty clothes, you just put them into the washing machine, so then so too, just like the Igros Moshe speaks about in the case of the dishes, so too, that would also be permitted. You just want to put the dirty, you finish with dirty clothes, you always put them in the washing machine before you go to bed, for chadayme, so that would also be okay. It's just a storage place for these clothes, and that would also be permissible. So all of these things will help us, for Ezra Hashem, to be Mekayim, for Karosel Shabbos Einag, and have a very good Shabbos.